We're in Siman Zayin Sif Yud, in the photostats, it's next to the last side. We come to the end of the rules of who's eligible to be a Dayan. Sif Yud says something that might be self-evident, but apparently it's not. Sif Yud Dayan Shiyadeh B'chaveiroi Shuhu Gazlin Oirosha. If he knows about Chaveiroi, it doesn't mean his pal. It means his the person with him in the other Dayan. He's a Gazlin or a Rasha, in loy litzdar if he might. So you should not be on a bezdin with somebody who's a Gazlin or a Rasha. I guess if he's a Gazlin or any other Rasha. So, how do we define a Rasha? You know, I'm not sure, but when I see one, I know one. Which day you would like to be? So unfortunately, this is very negel halacha. When they do zabla, and they choose people that are dishonest, this comes into play. Let me just tell you what. No, you're down on him. You're down on a Gazlin. Otherwise, a Gazlin can be taken to Bezin. That the Gazlin will be happy with that. No, it means to be a fellow Dayan together with him. So, what's a little strange to me is there are two Gemaras. Why? Let me say why. Let's say he's a crooked fellow, but in this Dintaira, he's hopefully going to behave. So now I'll be with him. Okay, I can understand it. But the Gemara, there are two Gemaras. One Gemara is in Shua Staf Lamed Amid Beis. It says, Menayin L'dayin Sheyedeh B'chaveri Shul Gazlin Chein Eid Sheyedeh. Somebody is a witness and knows the second witness is a Gazlin. Shalei Yitztarif Imai. Now, by a witness, why can't you be Mitztarif with him? You know it's true. You saw it yourself. Right, I saw myself, and someone else saw it. We're going to Bezin. Bezin doesn't know he's a Gazlin. I happen to know. I've seen that he's a Gazlin, so I'm not going to be mitzdarif with him. So the Gemara says, "Tamad leimer mitvar sheker tirchak." How's it tvar sheker? So Rashi says, "You're pretending there are two witnesses. There's really only one kosher witness. And you're pretending there are two kosher witnesses. That's a tvar sheker. What about being a dayan?" What about being a Dayan? Why is that Tavar Sheker? Same idea, you're pretending there are three Dayanim, and there are two. I'm not sure how it fits into the word Midvar Sheker Tirchak. He's not going to rule properly. So what happens if I have two honest ones and one dishonest one? It's going to end up being... You know, there are some people that are dishonest with their customers. They say, look, business is one thing and religion is another thing. Now it's not business. He's, I don't know.
Oh, so that he
is, Dvar Sheker Tirchak, you give him credence.
He must be kosher
first. It's a funny thing, because when the Rambam brings it, he doesn't bring it like that. First, there's a second Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Dachav Gimel that says you shouldn't be a Dayan with or an aid with him, and there the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk. The Mefarshim, the Adrama, brings Al Toshes Yadcha Im Rasha. It says it's a pasuk. You shouldn't be a shuntav with a Rasha. It sounds like a much better pasuk than the Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Rambam doesn't bring either one. The Rambam says also La Adam Chacham Shiyesha Bedin Shideh Miyeshin Shem Yitzdar from Anoshim Sheinim Hagunim. What does that mean exactly? Nimsa b'chla kesher b'igdim, loy b'chla b'ezdim. Not sure how you define that. Maybe that's what he means with that sheker tirchak. It's sheker that you're saying it's a b'ezdim, it's not really a b'ezdim. Kesher b'igdim. Okay, this din comes up by Zabla. A lot of times, by example, where each one is by one person, you end up with a person who's not so reputable, and each side has a right to choose one. And the question comes up whether by Zabla there's an exception to this or not an exception to this. So we're going to see the Pesach Teshuvah in a minute. I just want to read to you what the Ramah says in Simeon Gimel, which is the rules of Zabla. There, the Ramah says, Im ha-nitva marim livor dayin she'enei hagun. If the one side is picking his dayin, Einay Hagun, Kedei Lashevis Eitzeldayin Hagun, Kaifin Oisei Lodun Lifnei Gimel. We take away the Zabla from him. We tell him go to a regular Bezdin. Oi Shiver Dayin Hagun. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that even by Zabla it doesn't work. A person is going to choose a Dayin Sheinay Hagun. Now, in today's day and age, it's a little tricky to prove who's a Dayin Hagun, who's a Dayin Sheinay Hagun. There are people who have a reputation that precedes them as crooked people in the Zabla business. And it's very, very difficult to enforce anything like it. But the point is that Zabla is not an exception. Even though Zabla means each side who picks one and they pick a third one, it's not an exception to this. So, Al Kapalim... A dying can always walk away, yeah. A dying can walk away whenever he wants. It's always the Baldin who gets stuck. You know, it's a dying shade of Hagen, and today, how are you going to prove it?
Rebbe, is it theoretically the fairest way to have a basis?
It's theoretically the fairest. In practice, it doesn't work well. It doesn't work well, because people who want an honest entire can get one, but people don't. There are people in the Zabla business that are very dishonest. In the Pesachei Tshuva, he has a kasha. In Pesachei Tshuva Chav Gimel, he has a stira.
A
third dying can't stop it.
No, but the second, the other dying, between the two, they choose another dying, right?
Right.
So the good one can always stop
again,
getting somebody who's not.
Yeah, but the problem with the dishonest Zabla people is that they teach him what to say dishonest things. They teach their defendant what to say. That's always the problem. And I don't know. It's always hard. Now. They asked the following kasha. We'll see in a minute to Pesachei Tshuva. Yes, the B'Shem Detomim, that in Siman Gimel Sif Dalid, it said, Oslo Adam Chacham Shiesha Bedin, Asheyeda Immi Yoshev. Shemi Yoshev, and that's Shem Hugan. It was, what's the Becheskas? They asked you to be a Dayan, and they introduced you to someone else. You never met the man in your life. He looks honest enough, but you can't tell by looking at a person. So what's Stama? So over there it says, "Oser, Lashon Oser, Lo Adam Chacham Shiesha Bedin, At Sheyeda Im Miyoshev Shem Miyoshev No Shenu Gadim." There it says you have to be proactive to check the guy out before you sit with him in a din Torah. There's no becheskas; you have to check him out. Here, the language is only if you teb bechaver Yeshu Gazlai Rasha Stam another yid, you'd be allowed to. What's the stomach of somebody? So Pesachei Tshuva Chav Gimel, he brings the kasha. You see it on the second column of the Pesachei Tshuva, almost all the way down. Sheyedeh b'chaveiroi mashma min astam mutter. Here it's mashma min astam. You don't have to check a person out. Well, some in Gimel Sevdala kasev asladum chacham sheyeshem b'den sheyedeh miyayshem. Mashma kol shaloi mugzig lei b'kosher ein lei shavimai. Bach is the kasha, yes, this is stira. So he brings a few tirutz. Tirutz Abach. Leil b'simin gimel dafka ba'da muvik b'chachma. Over there it says chacham. A chacham has to check him out. Kamayri b'stam dayin. But the leishiv and leishiv leishiv hurasha. Can someone explain the logic? I don't get this. If you're a chacham, you got to check him out ahead of time. If you're not such a chacham, you're just stam a person, so then you could sit. But you're allowed to sit with regular people.
That's not a problem. There's just a question on their which base and they're assuming they're coming to. So you go, and I'm not sure if that's a time we're in the same base, and says two other dayon there. They're so, well, if I'm sitting with them, it must be crazy. You go sit on the phone. If they take the zavla of someone else, you can be surrendered with them from the market.
Okay. Maybe. I have a better pshat, as somebody said before, that maybe you're sort of, that's what you're saying, that you're endorsing him by being with him. Okay, I don't know. Heksherim is that way? You know, I'll be a heksher with somebody else as a crook. A shutfus, you have a heksher with someone else.
That's always good not to have.
What?
That's always good.
Well, you have a second heksher. He doesn't mess you up. The other heksherim usually don't bring in treifus. They're just not so makbid. So they're not so careful, so... Okay, I can't say. That's the box teretz. The tumim's teretz, they're not that much better. Look at the tumim. Betumim kosav, like you'd like to have a geshmak of teretz on such a stira. Betumim kosav liyashe, the simugal umayri, betchilas yeshiva ledin. I don't get this. When you're starting a din teira, in lele shivichi, borrow lo yeshu adam kasha. When you're starting a din teira, check him out. Avon kfar yashav imay, bechashra yeshu kasha. But you already started, in the middle of it in Torah, b'emsa din, this gayimai, this barashed of b'cheses kosher, in tzarchel of shmimenu, im shiadeh b'vadeh shu rasha. What's he saying? Here it's talking, you're already in the middle of it in Torah, and middle of it in Torah, you found out that he's not b'cheses kosher, but he might be kosher. And if you know he's no good, you gotta break him in the middle. So he's saying, in the middle of it, you find out he's not Becheska's kosher, he just might be kosher. Again, it's not a satisfying teretz. Very, very hard to understand.
He failed the first one.
What?
He failed the first one.
Well, he's saying he started, he thought, out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he messed up on the before you start. And in the middle he realized he's in trouble. But if he realized he's totally in trouble, so he has to break. It's a very limited case. Let's try terrace number three. Maybe the third one's the charm, huh? Yankee. Third time's the charm, right? So let's see. I'm b'tshuva shus Yaakov, the third terrace. I'm b'tshuva shus Yaakov, chelak ha'asim b'kuf lam b'zayin, kasav liyashu b'efen acher, al nochayin. Like he's saying, this is the good one. Al nochayin. The dafka im dayin echad eide makar ishnei hadayonim oz osalei shivimah min astam. If you're not makah the two, so if they're both crooks, they're going to override you. She'ulai elu ashnayim heimena muhugalim. V'yeh b'kal kesher b'igdim, like the Rambam said. Kim sh'aroi me'a bezdim heimena muhugalim. Yilgam kemichal nichal b'saycha. So if two of them are crooked, you got to check them out. Amo, v'shtei deyonim akirim zeh'ezeh. You with two others. And one of them you recognize. Rak eim akirin es ashlishi. Just, you don't recognize the third one. Oh, it's like Isura. Then, there's no Isur, Stoma, he means. Right, Nikiyadas, the Gemara says, the people are very careful. Einim Yashim, at Sheyedu, im Yashim. Vechshiyadeh Adayin, Sheechem and Adayonim Rasha. If you know number three is a Rasha, in the star of Yimai. Avshiyash Kasher Yimai. Davshede Nikra Kesha Baidim, Jiva Roy Mehbez and Kasher. He's saying that stoma, if you have two kosher, you can rely on number three stoma. But to have two stoma is not good enough. You gotta make sure you have at least one that's above board. So, the logic of the difference makes sense. To fit it into Shulchan Aruch is a little tricky. That sifyud means, the adash hushu gaznai rasha, inlin starafimai, means in any case, and over before it meant for number two and three. Kesher Baidim is when, yeah, that's right, because you have to be more afraid of Kesher Baidim, that's what it sounds like, than Varshek and Tirchak. I don't really understand fully the Dvar Sheket Techuk in the first place. Maybe he means when you have two honest ones, you're confident it won't come to Dvar Sheket. Because the two, not going to do a Sheket, not going to agree on a Sheket. So you have a little protection from the, I don't know.
No,
I'm saying it's not true because he's saying Kesher Baidim is two dishonest. One dishonest is Dvar Sheker. I'm wrong. He's saying one dishonest is Dvar Sheker. Tell him to do tshuva. That's a great eitzah. It's a good eitzah. When they call up Eidim, they sometimes tell them do tshuva before you're an eid. It happened to me. I was a bacher. I was standing in the back by a wedding, and they call up my name to be an aide. And I thought it was the strangest thing in the world. And I wasn't even so friendly with the chassan. Why are they calling me up to be an aide? So I thought it must be someone else with my name. Like, I'm not having it. And then they call up a second time. So I started inching forward, not sure if it's me or it's not me. It turned out that the chassan, you remember Sam Gut, Shmuel Gut? He's the type. Under the chuppah, Rav Pam said, who's the Eidim? So he said, whoever you want. He told Rav Pam. Rav Pam's standing there, so he remembered, he saw me at the wedding. So he called up, I remember who the other person was, and me, to be Eidim. So I'm inching my way up, not knowing if I'm going to embarrass myself or not. And I'm pissed with Rav Moshe Wilson, that's out. So Rav Moshe Wilson whispers to me, do tshuva. I don't know what in the world he was talking about. Later I found out there's such a thing that when you're an aide, you can be a rasha, so you have to do tshuva. But very, very funny. So the question is, in Simin Gimel, if you don't know who he is, it says don't get involved with him. You have to check him out before. Right. So then you can never come to here. Here, but right. So sometimes if you can't find out anything about him, you have somebody you don't know anything about him. Our Simon says only a dashu gazlan, which means okay. That Simon says. Right, but obviously you can't find out. Could you sit with him? But that Simon says, Osalei Shevachi Edea.
Yeah, you have to know who he is. You agree to it, and it turns out you expect him to be poor. And that's another one to join him.
Yeah, but it sounds like you have to find out that he's honest, that to the degree it's possible.
It's Shema, just in case, you won't be honest.
Okay, could be. He's saying this Teretz, I mean... he ends with Kosav Oid, the very end, five lines from the bottom. Okay, Hecha de Kiblu Abaleidinim Aleihem, Leke Isul et Starev, Imoi, does Lek Vashek et Tirchak, Kimon She Kiblu Aleihem. It's not Kamash like you were saying. Like you're endorsing him, he's an honest person. But if the Baleidinim were Makabal, and they put you in the position, they told you make a bez, then you have to know who they are. But Baleidinim Makabal, Gam Kesher Baidim Lech, though, Shishtem Ksherim. So you need Shishtem Ksherim plus Kiblu Baldin. B'chei Mashma, B'shas, B'chei Shemish, but Aksim Chavez. K'yada, say, Mechmin Allah, Asim Lechol Inyin. Lo Yishom B'dinam K'yadeim, Kala Yoshev Imar, Shem Ksherim. Sadly, this is somewhat negeb as man hazeh, when you can't get a guy to Bezdin without him, he insists that he wants it his way. If he's a Teveya, he's stuck. If he's the Nitva, he has a little bit of a yad to be able to sort of compel a person. It's very, very tricky. All right, so this is Sif Yod, which should be Pashit, but unfortunately it's not. You're going to like Sif Yod Aleph. There's a reason there are almost no Mepharshim on it. Bezin Shal Gimel, Sarach Shia B'chol Echa Mehem Zayin Devarim. Seven requirements to be on a Bezin. Chachma, okay. Anava, a little harder to find. Yira, I don't know how you measure Yira. Sinas Mamay, that's a tricky one. To say he doesn't run after money is one thing, but sinas mamon, very, very hard. Sinas mamon, except on, especially when you hire him, he says, okay, but I get $300 an hour. And it doesn't sound like sinas mamon. What? Mikel Kevin Alts Kaifen, even the son of Chinam Amen.
Why doesn't he
have
to be rich?
Avas HaEmes, Avas HaBriyais, how does that go? Avas HaBriyais Lohem, or Lohem Bali Shem Tov, I don't know how the Lohem goes. But, and the FD Bali said seven, Chochma Anova Yira, that's three, Sinas Mamin Avas HaEmes, that's five, Avasabriyas, Bali Shem Tov, that's seven.
Moshe Rabbeinu was also an
Asher. Well, not everyone has to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say Asher, it doesn't say, that says about a Melech, right. That he has to be Asher and a Gibar. But, okay. You know what it. What?
Why does it say Dafka Bezin
Shel Gimel? Maybe a Yachid Mumcha is Pashit, and the Bezin Shel Gimel is less than a Yachid Mumcha. Could be. Maybe.
Why don't you have to say, why then Yud wouldn't apply, huh?
You mean, once you have Yud Aleph, then Yud is covered. You can't have all these things to be a Russia on top of it. I don't know. It seems that the Taz was a little bothered by this Sinas Mamon business. So look at how he touches Sinas Mamon. Chav Zayin, four lines on the bottom, in the Sma. Sinas mamin, avis emes, ram tum avarim yaisa, sinas mamin, shafilu mamin shalahem einam nivhalim olav. That means, doesn't mean they hate money. It means they don't get to tumult when they don't come to behal over their money. V'loi reitfim lekabitz mamin. That's far cloud from sinas mamin. Loi reitfim lekabitz mamin. That means he's running to gather money. Avis emes. Shurayt for Macharet Tzedek, Machmas Atzman, Bidaiton, Oyev and Amis. These Avis Amis means when they have no benefit in it, they just do a Machmas Atzman for Amis. V'saymen es hachamas, and they hate dishonesty. U'barcha b'chol minei avla. V'avas habriyas lehen means ruach habriyas derecha mehen. V'meyu ahuvim, v'zman shiyu bali ayin toiv, v'nefesh shveila, v'chavaros and toiv u'masan amatan shalem be'amuna v'tiburim v'nachas im abriyais. They don't get angry. But bali shem toiv shi'gibayrim v'mitzvus u'medagdikin al atzman. That's a lot more than bali shem toiv. Shem toiv means they have a good name. So shi'gibayrim v'mitzvus u'medagdikin al atzman v'koshim es yitzram asherem shum genai v'loi shem ra. He is v'yipirka no. What does that mean? You have a nice beard. What? It's just very, very hard. How are you supposed to find someone who can claim all of these attributes? It's, I don't know. What? It's like when someone calls, they say, what do you want? They want a shidduch. They say, I need a boy. The boy should be. And then they give me the whole list. So when they finish, I say, okay, which one's a ma'akiv? Like, we don't have, you want everything exactly so, you know, like it's, I don't know.
What?
Who's the one that makes the decision? Who do? Who are we talking to? I guess the people appointing the Bezdin, the people gathering people to be in the Bezdin, that's what I say.
So the other ship about Russia means that that's not when you're not gathering the
Bezdin. So I know someone said it, once you have Sifyud Aleph, what do you need Sifyud? If he has to have all these attributes, it's not ain't a Goslin. Like ain't a Goslin, you probably find someone who's not a Goslin or a Russia. But I don't know, Sifyud Aleph is very tough. What makes it even tougher, if you look on the bottom line in Pesach Tshuva, he says, "Kosef pines sagadol by God Sator." I tell Lamites, "Kulo havali ikuva marit." He says that it's all ma'akiv. Akal l'shani. So Baruch Hashem, it goes to the next page. He says, "However, b'sefi berkas yakiv the lavli ikuva hu." You know, that God, he brings some who say it's not ma'akiv. It's very, very hard to understand. It's like Sifirav is a dream, but it's not, I don't know. I don't know what to say. We're going to go on to Sifir Beis, because... I don't know. What? It's an ideal. It's but it's likuma tzarech. I don't know what to say. It's very hard. Anybody can say, I don't want to sit on that bezdin. Then he's not a sign of moment. He's not Ayyub Sabrius.
And Rabbi, if you're an employee, you're Makavit Stubby. You're Makavit Mamon. You're collecting
the
paycheck.
Maybe he's not Nival to be Makavit Mamon, many people. All right, Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Beis is interesting. We all know when the Gavadavar is possible to be an aid, and certainly a dying. Listen to what the Gemara says. I'll read the Gemara to you in a moment. Kol davar sheyesh ladayim bayt tzad hanah, eini yachol ladayim. Now, there's no question, if it's his own money, nobody can be a dying for his own money. That there's nothing to talk about. But he has a tzad hanah, eini yachol ladayim, a lefikach. Now listen to this. B'nei ha'ir. We're talking once upon a time where there was a shtat and a shtetl shul, with a shul that belonged to the city. So, kol ha'ish yidnai tzaranai nechal den. Afika, b'nei ha'ir shenidna sefer Torah shalahem. Somebody stole a sefer Torah. Ein donin oisei b'dayane oisei ha'ir. You can't judge him with dayanim who live in that city. Elohim ken yeshlam sefer Torah acheres. Unless they have another Sefer Torah in town. So what's he saying? That even being just sort of a shutif in Yanei Ha'ir is no good. So I'd like to read to you the Gemara in Bava Basra. There's a Cheska Sabbat in Daf Mem Beis. And there's something of a Tumul in Achrayim about how to understand what it means that members of a ear of a Beis HaKnesses are shutfim and everything in the Beis HaKnesses. I read to you in Bava Basra. Shutfim me'idim zeh lezeh. Two shutfim can say testimony, one partner for another. Gemara says, Amai. Negev beidusin hava. Negev beidus. You shutfim, you want your shutfim to have money. Hachamai eskinam dekasav lei din vidvarim ein li al sadezu. V'konami yadai. He says, I have no shachas to the field. Even if I have a shutfis in the field, he's makna to the other person. And we're talking about being a witness. So if he's a witness, he can't say testimony. So he gives up, he does a kinyan, he gives away his shutfis in the field. And then he could say testimony. The chiddush of the Gemara is, even though when he saw it, he was negei abedavar. But if at the time he says testimony, he's not negei abedavar, he's saying for the benefit of the shutif. So then he could. Frakta Gemara, umi mistalek? Does it help for one shutif to remove himself? Vatanya, now here's the price test again. B'nei yoyir shenigna sefer Torah shalahem, ein donin b'dine ois dayane oisu ha'ir. That's comparing edus to dayanim, the same idea of negea, that you can't judge. Am I lisalkon beitrei? You should take two witnesses and be misalik yourself from the sefer Torah. Do you want to have enough from the sefer Torah? So the Gemara answers: sefer Torah is different. The lishmiyakoi. What does it mean lishmiyakoi? They say because you have to hear laning. You're going to be in shul. They're going to lane from the sefer Torah. So since you have to hear the laning, so therefore it's okay. Therefore, you can't be misalik yourself. A shutif can be misalik himself. A sefer Torah, how are you going to be misalik yourself? That's the words of a Gemara. A Gemara says, you always think, you want there should be a sefer Torah. That's the Gemara, and that's where this comes from. The Rosh comes along, in the Tshuva Sarash. He says, a shul that has two sefer Torah, now there's no lishmiyakai. Now there's no, you don't need the sefer Torah. You could always hear from the other Sefer Torah, Parsha Chodesh. Okay. You don't want them to have to be gaila, so it's a hanoah. It's not a big question, okay. But the Rosh says, if there's another Sefer Torah, that a person could be misalik himself for one Sefer Torah, and Shalma Yisrael, and it's and he could say this on the Sefer Torah Shinding. That's what he says. So that's what the Mechaber says. Al Kain Shalom Sefer Torah Acheres. A little bit of a tumult if the Sefer Torah. Once you have a Sefer Torah Acheres, the Rosh says even if they lay from that Sefer Torah, it's okay. Because what's Yahanah? There's no Hanah because I mean mitzvahs themselves are not learning. But there's no Hanah because the Hanah is you would have to find a different way to hear laning. But they could take out the other Sefer Torah. They took out this Sefer Torah, Main Afkamina. That's not called a benefit. That's important chiddush. I have a chance I want to get back to it. Even though Bepoil, you're using this one, but since you don't need this one, so it's good enough.
If they have the Sefer Torah, what's the problem with the Birkat Hayonim then?
No, they have another Sefer Torah. In other words, well, one Sefer Torah was stolen. One. What?
They can lay also from the one that was stolen.
Right. If so they have another one. They don't have. They're going to paskin and get it back.
Oh.
Right? Somebody says it's stolen. He says, I didn't steal it. I had a right to it. Whatever he says. Whatever the case may be. So we're chayshish. They're dayanim. They're the gambadav. They want the Sefer Torah. But if there are other Sefer Torah, and they're misalik themselves from any ownership in this Sefer Torah, so then it works. Then it works. There's no benefit. I don't assume he has control over it as long as it's possible to use the other Sefer. In other words, if this Sefer Torah was stayed by the Ganiv, I would hurt Kriya Satayra anyway. I was the Dayan, I made them return this one. Do I have a benefit they returned this one? Not really, because had they not returned this one, they definitely would have used the other one. In other words, there's no direct benefit from the fact that so if I'm a salak myself, that's good enough. L'shmiya koi sounds like you're going to miss Kriya Satayra. Sounds like the problem is that you're going to miss the. That's what sounds like l'shmiya koi. Does say l'gviya koi or? Now it's interesting. The Tumim and Drisha argue. What happens if there's another Sefer Torah, but it's in another shul? This shul only has one. He wants to be a dayan. There's another shul. It has to be a normal walking distance, but another shul. Whether that's called a benefit or not, so okay. They argue whether that's enough to be called like a financial benefit. All right. Now the Tumim Yisakasha, he asks that actually he brings it from the Drisha, but he asks that there's another din by Sefer Torah. You're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to marry off a Yesaima. For two things, Talmud Torah and to marry off Yisrael, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. So he asks that this person, if the city is going to undertake to marry off a Yisrael, or the city has to support its Talmud Torah, its yeshiva, it runs out of money, you're still going to have a benefit. Because when they sell it, you're going to have a chelik in the money of that Sefer Torah. This is the kasha. That the Tumim is Matriya. How could you? You can have this. There's another benefit in this. Theoretically, there's another benefit in the Sefer Torah. You're a shutaf in it. In the finances of it.
Maybe the
word Matriya. Okay, maybe. Now, Negus Maisha, he has a tshuva. Ramesha was asked the following. It's in the first chelik of Arachayim, and it's tshuva Nunbeis. He was asked the following shaila. Someone wrote a Sefer Torah and gave it to his shul, and he didn't stipulate at the time he gave it whether he's donating it and it belongs to the shul, or whether he means for it to be my Sefer Torah that the shul is using. Okay, here in the shul, whenever someone then brought a Sefer Torah, I always told them it should remain your Sefer Torah, and the shul is using it. You want to donate it, you can donate it, but the ideal is it should be yours. The reason for that is, if a person writes a Sefer Torah, he's Mekayim the Deraisa of Kisru Lechem HaTorah Hazayis. The halacha is that if a person owns a Sefer Torah and gives it away, or even if it gets stolen, Rachman Aslan, he's Mekayim to write another one. So, it's not a good idea to give it to the shul, to give it away. I mean, anyway, why would you give it away? But it's good to retain ownership of it, and that's the way to do it. Now, it doesn't have to say it on the mantle. Usually you give a shtar. You give a shtar to the person from the shul, and it says it's your sefer Torah, and you get it on demand. But either way, the Ramesh was asked, what happened to Stoma? Someone gave it to Stoma, and now he wants to take it back, and the shul wants it. The shul says, no, you gave it to us with a muhzik. And he says, I didn't give it to you, it's mine. So Ramesh writes in the tshuva that Ramesh holds that Stoma, it belongs to the giver. Since it makes the most sense for him to keep it, his lashon is ezel shaita. This is lashon ezel shaita. They didn't give it to the shul. You have to study so much money and so much effort to write a sefer Torah. He's going to have to do it. He's going to have to do a mitzvah again. It's a foolish thing to do. Oh, so if it's the second, then this wouldn't apply. It sounds like in the chinami. He writes ezel shaita. Not only that, he writes. When was he talking amoretz? He had no idea. He says amoretz. It's a mekatos. If he meant to give it away, had he known that he's going to be mechayev to write a new one, he won't write a new one. Then not. Taka sounds from that part of the tshuva, at least, that if he has a second sefer Torah, that maybe it wouldn't apply. But that's how the tshuva begins. In the tshuva, he gets into the topic of muhzik, whether the shul is a muhzik, or he's also a muhzik. He's also a shutif. He's also a partner when it's owned by the shul. So Ramesh writes the aside. It's a funny thing. What do you do when Adam Godel writes the aside and he tells you with this, I'm answering the Tumim's Kasha, I'm answering Rabbi Kiveli's Kasha, and I'm answering the Ketzais's Kasha. Now who do you think is right? The Ketzais, the Tumim, Rabbi Kiveli, or Ramesh? And you never know what to do. Sometimes you learn something and they say, it's aside, and it answers Gedolim's Kashas. So you could say, wow, it must be true, and he answers so many kashas. Or you could say, it must be wrong, because nobody agrees with him. So I know, Ramesha writes, and the emphasis is that, we learned this in Bava Basra, when we get to Membeis, in Ches HaBatim. Ramesha writes, says in the Eben Ozel, he writes it, and the Shurim of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, on Ches HaBatim, it's Islam, Simon Lamaches. He said there are at least three places that say this Yisayid, and they base it on the Lashon HaRambam. They say in a shul you're not a real shutif, you're not really a partner. A partner in a business, he can sell his part of the shutfis. A partner could sell his shutfis, maybe certain limitations, I don't know, but he can sell. A partner in a tzibur, he can't sell his chelik in the tzibur. Person doesn't have a real bilus in it. He's a member of the tzibur. There's a concept of tzibur, and he's a member of the tzibur. But he doesn't have a mumnistika ownership. So he says the tum is kasha, that you could sell it and you'll get money and you'll marry off of your saima. It's not a kasha, kilu, tum yes kilu, if there are 1,000 members in the tzibur and you sell it for $10,000, so it's $10 each person. So Ramesh says, not true. It's not $10 for each person. It belongs to this thing called tzibur. There's a tzibur that owns it, and he's a member of the tzibur, but he's not, he doesn't have a real ownership in it that he should own it. Here, there's a sort of a major issue in Hilchas Kinyanim. We're going to step back a second. What we learned here is very clear. If it's a tzibur, it's sefer Torah, anything belonging to a tzibur, a merchitz, it says, a mikveh. So a dayan can't paskin unless he removes himself. He's misalik himself. There's a basic rule in kinyanim that if I want to sell you something, I want to be makdis something to you, it has to be. There are two things. It has to be mine, obviously. Can't sell you to Brooklyn Bridge. It's actually according to Rav Moshe. Why can't I sell you to Brooklyn Bridge? I have a chelik in it also, part of the tzibur. But anyway, I can't sell it unless it's shaloi u'brishusai. Let me tell you a gemara. Gemara says, there's no machlokes about this. It says if a ganav steals something from an owner, shneyem eini mechayim lehagdishai. Neither of them can make an hegdish. Zem shum sheina shalai. The ganav can't make the hegdish, he doesn't own it. Vizem mishum sheina bershusai. It's not under his control. If it's not under your control, you can't be maknit. It might be shalai, it belongs to you, but if it's not bershusai, you can't be maknit. So the ktsais, in this is a similar mitzayin. By dayonim, it says a member of the city here, and by eidim, it says a similar mitzayin. The ktsais, the last ktsais similar mitzayin, it says his brother asked him a kasha. How could it be that a member of the tzibor, Gemara says he should be mesalek himself from the sefer Torah, should be maknit to everybody else? So the ktsais says, how you can't sell something that's in the hands of a ganav. Someone steals something from me, I can't be makna the object to a ganif. Now some people want to sell their rights in the court case, but that's not a sale. You can't sell the object. When the object is not prishusa, you can't sell. The ktsais bibes in a tzarechi and gadol. What does it mean you misalik yourself when it's stolen? How are you exactly Maknit, how you misal? You can't do kinyanim on somebody that's not in your rishus. So Vayta, Rav Moshe says, I told you, he answers a ktsais, he answers a Rav Kivager, and he answers a tuim. He says, it's not shver, because by a tzibur, you're not really selling your chelik. You can never sell your chelik in the tzibur. You can remove yourself from the tzibur. There's a chativa called tzibur. You can remove yourself. Lasalik means just to remove yourself. Doesn't mean to make kinyanim. Okay, that's how Rav Moshe Ramosha answers the aside.
Doesn't a
kind of
something
only kiyari geneva, that's only to his detriment, not to his benefit. Okay, unless he does, unless he have yish and shini, nice, but stop stealing. Yeah, it's his detriment, his responsibility. I assume it means just like I'm going to say, Fetira, if he has to misalk himself in the whole tzibur. But you don't know how that works. You mean, technically, if you misalf in the tzibur, it should be everything. I talk it over. Why can't he be mafker his chaylik? Should he mafker his chaylik? I want to tell you a ktsais. It's one of the, you know, like the top 10 of the ktsais when he says things that nobody agrees with and that sounds very, very wild. This is one of them. This is one, it's a famous ktsais in the idea of the uniqueness of it. The ktsais holds, listen to this, that when you make something hefker, it's still yours. It doesn't become ownerless. If you're mafker something, the ktsais says, you're just promising, you're making a shvua, that you're not going to stop anyone from taking it. But it's still yours until somebody comes and someone takes it. It's still yours. What? So he says that this is very geschmack. He says that's Chad and Rashi. Rashi Pesachim says when you do bittel, Rashi says it's not hefker. It's the gzeres of tashbisu. It's bittel. You're not being mafker it. So he says Tosis says on Rashi. Why does Rashi say tashbisu and bittel? Just say hefker. That's Tosis Kash on Rashi. He says, not shver. Because if you're mafker your chametz, you still own your chametz until someone else takes it. So Mimela, he says, hefker remains yours until the time that somebody else takes it. Nafkamina, he has a whole list of nafkaminas, may nafkamina. If someone's mafker something, and then he dies, his children inherit it. And they're not bound by his shvua not to stop people from taking it. And they can stop people from taking it. Those, for all practical purposes, the hefker gets lost anytime a person dies and he's mafker to someone else. So he holds that.
So slows down hefker. There's no such thing as hefker anymore, really. It's still yours.
The Shimon in Shari Yashir, in Shar Hei, the last parak of Shar Hei, I think it's parak of Gibel, he brings the ktsais, And he says, according to the Ktzais, there's no such thing, like you say, there's no such thing as Hefker. Hefker is nothing. Hefker is a neder. They have such great kashas on the Ktzais. It's like a davapella. The Ktzais says Hefker is not Hefker, it's just a shua. So, they have great kashas on it. One easy kasha is a machlekes beis Hillel beis Shammai. If Hefker la'aniyim, v'loy la'ashirim is Hefker. Does Hefker mean ownerless? Can you be mafka some la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim? So, if it's a neder, why can't I be mafka it la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim? I can do anything when I make a shvua. If it's still mine.
The tzibur,
that entity called the tzibur. Oh, very good. Okay, so I wanted to get to. But the, there's such good kashas on him. There's a gemara like this in the first parak of Shabbos. There's a gemara. Gemara says, we all know the shvisas behemtai. If you own an animal, the animal can't do work. Beis Shammai holds the shvisas kalim. If when Mashiach comes, we're going to pass on Beis Shammai, I don't know. But Beideo Shvisas Kalim means your Kalim can't do malacha. The things you own can't do malacha. Pella. I always remember years ago, I got a call from a friend of mine. He had a date, Matzah Shabbos. So he asked me, he told me, my shaver is dead. I want to recharge it over Shabbos. Can I plug it in? I want to take a shave, Matzah Shabbos. I said, yes, you can recharge it. He says, someone told him that some Rabbanim aser. I told him, of course, some Rabbanim aser. Beis Shammai says, Shisus Kalim. Your Kali can't be doing malacha. But we don't pass like Beis Shammai, so it's not an issue. So the Gemara asks, according to Beis Shammai, how do you like Shabbos candles? You own the candles are doing malacha. It's a Gemara asks the Kasha. How do you put up a cholent? The Gemara, I would say the oven is doing malacha. The Gemara says the gigas, the pot is cooking. How are you? See what the Gemara answers? That you mafker your neiris and you mafker your cholent. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say cholent. The Gemara says mafker neira, you mafker hagigas, the keli, you mafker. You mafker your kelim. So the issue here is, what the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, you have to mafker your candles. But according to the Ktzais, that doesn't help. When you mafkir your candle, it still belongs to you, unless someone else is kind of it. So what does it help to be mafkir your kelim? The Pella. There's another Gemara that is not well known by Tzitzis. If you mafkir your dalet kamfais, you're part of Tzitzis. It's a funny thing, everyone knows that Arba Minim has to belong to you, Lachem, an Esrig, and a Lulav. But it's the same thing, Ksuscha, that your tzitzis, your beggar has to belong to you. If it's someone else's beggar, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. It's an eisa. If someone's stuck, let's say the strings on one corner fall off totally. The whole thing comes off. So, you have to take it off. You're not allowed to wear dalet kamfais without tzitzis. So, pashit, you got to take it off. Imagine you're on the subway, when it happens, a crowded subway, you're going to take off your tzitzis, another subway. So there's an eitz. An eitz is to be mafkarit. If you're mafkar, you're beged, that's a Gemara in Shabbos, that if you're mafkar, you're beged, you're good. So they ask Gaita Ktzais, why is it all to be mafkar? It still belongs to you. These are two easy Gemaras that the Ktzais himself mentions that it's shver from the case of Beis Shammai. And, there are other Gemaras that are a little more complicated that they ask on the Ktzais. That if you're mafker it, what does it mean?
What's so, the raya that
way? His raya is from the Lashon of the Rambam. He comes from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of the Rambam, who says, because of a Rambam, the Rambam's Lashon is, Hahefker hu keneder va'osa larzabai. That's Lashon Rambam. Hahefka hu kederder v'asalazabai. The Ktzais is Reish Ayin Gimel Aleph, and he brings it, and the language of Shulchan Aruch, Hahefka afu b'she'enei neder, heru kamoi neder. Sh'asalazabai, that's Lashon Shulchan Aruch. The Ktzais himself says, Omnom, Perakam, the Shabbos, it's shver, but he doesn't retract because of it, and he remains with it. So at least, so at least it the defense of the ksais, but at least it explains why in Namafi. We were learning Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin. It says that a levi, you don't have to give Trumas Umaisris from Shemitah fruit. From Shemitah Peris, you don't have to give Trumas Umaisris. So Rashi says, Shenemar brings a pasuk. L'chayim in Asada, Machayim in Asada, whatever. Rashi brings a pasuk. So the Turi Evan asks, why do you need a special pasuk for Shemitah? Hefker is always potter. Because it says you should give a l'kayim v'levi, k'ein l'chelik v'nach l'yimach. Hefker is always potter from Truma Umaisa. So why do you need a special pasuk for Shemitah? I'm Rosh Hashanah, I had this kash. Like the Ksais, it's very geschmack. Hefker is potter. It means in the forest, crab apples are growing, or good apples are growing in the forest. That's really hefker. It's really ownerless. It's potter. The kayim v'levi have an equal chelik to you in it. But if someone's mafkir something like Shemitah, if you mafkir it, it's still yours. So I need a posse to tell you, because technically it still belongs to the owner. It doesn't belong, at least according to the Tzais, it would be good. But my point here is that being mafkir is not enough. Over here it says you have to do a kinyan. You have to stock yourself with a kinyan. Like the Tzais, at least it works out well. Yeah. What's the difference between bittel and hefker? Okay, the question is, what's the difference between bittel and hefker? Bittel is the way we understand Rashi. The pasuk of Tashbisu is telling us the following. Really, shtei devarim einam b'shusay shel adam, v'asar hakasav kilu hein b'shusay. What does that mean? That means isurei hanah, you can't own isurei hanah. It has no ownership. It has zero value. It has no. Technically, you would have no ownership. Asana kasav kilo em reshusay. The Torah says that we consider it as if it's in your reshus and it's yours. The Torah says tashbisu sarmi batechem. The way Rashi explains it, it's exeris akas. If you declare it kafra da'ara insignificant to you, then the asana kasav kilo reshusay falls off. The whole thing is a like the Torah created a kibur shusay, so the Torah gave you an out. From the Gzeres class of Tashbisu Sar. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos asks that why is it regular hefker? In our Sidurim, in the Lashon of Bittel, it's inserted Lehevi Hefkera. In some Sidurim, it's a parenthesis. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv Loimar, he says such a Lashon. It's Toiv to say hefker also. So it's sort of inserted. I don't think it's in the Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch itself doesn't bring a Lashon hefker. But he says Taiv Loimar, so it's in the Sidurim, sub-Sidurim parentheses. What?
Twice the third one said Hefker.
You say it only the third one?
Twice, and the third one said Hefker.
So we say the same thing all three times. Oh. The Mefer says Gimel Pavli, but only says it once. Okay. So this is the term of the defense of the Ksais. Is that when you mafka something, the ksais means, it doesn't fit well to his lashon, but the way they defend the ksais shita and the Rambam is that when you mafka something, it's not shalai. I'm sorry, it's remain shalai, but it's not brishusai. What does that mean? When you mafka something, you have no control over it anymore. Since you made a shvua not to do anything to it, not to take it. So half of the ownership sort of falls off. So if she says kalim, that's good enough. For your tzitzis being a potter, that's good enough. It's sort of ainer b'shusai. It's like someone, I want to be makta something to you, so I throw it to you. So in mid-air, I don't have the ability to pull it back. In mid-air, it's technically still mine, but it's sort of out of my control already. It's going to land by you. And we can argue if you can retract while it's in mid-air, but assuming you can. So when you throw it, it's like in the mid-air, it's like Kusir and Neder, and You could do a new kinyan.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't be chayzabai from the
hefker.
Precisely, his room for a new kinyan. He doesn't change that.
He does. How?
It's light. Let's finish the mechaber. The fourth line. Ha'im et nu mal lani ayir. Ain't done a b'diyana yisayir. Someone says, give it to the kupa of the city. So again, the diyanim of the year can't do it. We'll skip the parentheses. Afikach iske hamas ain't done a b'diyana yisayir. Nishish lahem. Any tax, this means a tax that the Jewish community puts on people, so that the Adam can't pass. Can on him, umas prati, kagai shade noyig, elas makotsuv, yechaylik tsas benakal, listale, shali lamanoa, mizeva de on him. Individuals could say, I want to have enough from whatever this, it's a mass for a specific thing. Now the interesting is the ending. Im also takana, ashish minig beirsha the ani ir yadainu, afal yina masim dinam din. It's interesting din that if there's a minig in the city, there's a kabbalah in the city that they could be done, so even the dayani ir could rule. In Pesachei Tshuva, there's a long Pesachei Tshuva here. He says that an outsider who comes to the city and it's negeh to him, he's not bound by the minig ir. If he's an outsider. But it means if the entirety of people in the city, so Dayanim can be misalik. So the Takana Seir is that they can accept them, so then it's binding on everybody and everyone accepts them. Okay. So Ad Kan is the rules of what's kosher to be a Dayan. I think next week we'll take an Indian of, try to take a Chesh Mishpat Indian of Chametz, Mechiras Chametz maybe, and we'll learn Yom Yitzhashem next week. Okay.